Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Well, I saw a news item just came out on, let's see here, the 28th. So just a couple days ago, 7/28/2014. This one was in the Huffington Post. I don't spend a whole lot of time reading the Huffington Post, but I saw this headline and it caught my attention. It said, Margot Adler dead, pioneering pagan activist, NPR journalist, dies at 68. And so in the article, it goes on to say this, that Margot Adler, an iconic NPR correspondent and Wiccan priestess, died on Monday, July 28th, from cancer at the age of 68. And I noticed in the article, a little bit further down, it said, in 1979, Adler wrote Drawing Down the Moon, Witches, Druids, is that what I said? Druids, Goddess Worship, and Other Pagans in America Today, which became one of the most cited studies of contemporary paganism, and established her position as a leading voice in the American pagan community. A little bit further down in the article, it says this, that Adler was involved in the Unitarian Universalist community and explained her dual faith in a 1996 World Magazine article. And in that piece, Adler once described as and also helped characterize modern paganism, it goes on to say. Let me just read a little bit from the World Magazine article. It says, a lot of the pagan movement today, including a lot of Wicca movement, is based on going back to our ancestors' traditions or creating them anew, since many of these traditions have been lost. It's an attempt to create a vibrant, juicy, contemporary culture based on old sources of what our ancestors were doing, or at least part of what they were doing, or at least a tiny slice of what they were doing thousands of years ago. But it's also an attempt to bring these traditions into contemporary reality in ways that are in keeping with democracy and freedom. So if you think that paganism is just, you know, something in the past, that it doesn't really have any roots to today, it doesn't have any, relevance to where people are thinking today, I think you would find yourself sadly mistaken. There are still people today that speak about paganism and some of the elements of it. In fact, it's fairly pervasive, and that's what we're going to talk about on the program today. I saw this lead into a book. It says this, although the three isms of postmodernism, polytheism, and ancient heresy of Gnosticism seem unrelated, the booklet that we're going to talk about today, all three parts of these things are ancient religious worldview of creator-denying oneism that seeks to impose significant elements of pagan civilization on our once Christian Western culture. That is a statement about a booklet that has just been published, a brand new release of a booklet that's just been public on this subject, the paganism in our world today, in our culture today. And that book is published by PNR Publishing. The author of it is Peter Jones, Dr. Peter Jones. And Dr. Peter Jones is a commentator on pagan influences in our culture, and he shows us that these three isms, what they are, and how they have morphed into a new form in our modern culture, a form that affects our culture very dramatically. It's a pleasure to have Dr. Peter Jones back on the Knowing the Truth radio program. He's a scholar in residence at Westminster Seminary in California. He's also the director of Truth Exchange. Dr. Jones, welcome back to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Boy, that was a mouthful, Kevin. I'm glad you got it all out. I also read that article in the Huffington Post about Margot Adler. I'm very happy to be on your program, and I notice the title of your program, which is Knowing the Truth, and that is so important. What has been stimulating me for a number of years is the thought that if we know the truth, we must also know the lie. In other words, that those two things go together, and if we don't know the lie, we will never fully understand the truth. We will never be able to fully deconstruct the lie and show that it is false unless we understand what it is. So I think having me on your show is not a sort of a footnote to some odd things that are happening in our world today, but actually gets Christians like your listeners to think very deeply about what the claims of truth are over against the claims of the lie.
Amen. The booklet entitled The Pagan Heart of Today's Culture zeroes in on three of those lies that you were just describing, and postmodernism, Gnosticism, and polytheism, and then you talk about how they all kind of morph together to fit this one-ism as opposed to two-ism. We'll talk about those final two that I just mentioned there in a moment, but let's start off by looking at those three lies and seeing if you can give us a working definition of those three isms in order to proceed through the broadcast. So let's start with postmodernism. What should the listening audience be thinking of when they hear the term postmodernism?
Yeah, it was a challenge that the editors gave to me to see what relationship those three isms had together. And one could very easily think that there wasn't much relationship between any of them. And especially postmodernism, which, you know, has been alive and well only since, I would say, the 60s of the last century, whereas polytheism is as old as the hills, and Gnosticism was a vibrant Christian heresy that began at the same time as Christianity, really. So you've got three different ways of thinking that seem so far apart and so distinct that you have to wonder if there is any connection. But I believe there is, and that's my introduction to what is postmodernism, which, generally speaking, does not present itself as a religious system, but as a philosophical system, and it arose as an attempt to undermine, oddly enough, undermine secular humanism. The rationalistic secular humanism. It argued that there's no such thing as absolute truth, and that this, we took it as an attack on Christianity, which it is, but it is also an attack on humanism, secular humanism, that claims that, you know, man is the measure of all things and that reason is the solution to all our problems. And postmodernism says, that is perfectly circular. You have to presuppose that reason makes sense in order to make sense of the world. In other words, it really is a faith commitment to believe that reason is reasonable. And so they deconstructed reason by saying that there is no such thing as absolute overarching truth, and that includes also all the attempts by rationalists and atheists to create a world of perfectly materialistic, rational thinking. So postmodernism deconstructs the modern world. That's why it's called postmodernism.
So is there
deconstructs
one...
a world that really began, some people say Descartes in the 17th century, certainly was crowned as the reigning ideology in the French Revolution, where an altar was set up at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris to Goddess Reason in 1789. So you have the beginning of modernity, what Christians sometimes call modernism, which is the rejection of all things spiritual. And modernism has, you know, been a leader in our world since that time. Now, postmodernism arises and says, that's junk. And, you know, a lot of people were ready to hear that. A lot of people in the West got tired of pure materialism and had this deep desire for some kind of spirituality. Postmodernism, then, while it doesn't make too many spiritual statements, actually is a preparation of the ground for the revival of paganism that we now see and we saw in the case of Margot Adler, that people want spirituality, but they don't want the spirituality of Christianity. So where do you go? You don't like the materialism of atheism and all those other rationalistic systems, but you don't want Christianity. Where do you go? And really, postmodernism has set up our world to turn back to ancient paganism. It's a powerful deconstruction of that old modernistic world and setting us up for something new. And the reason is that it argues that the only ultimate element is the individual human being and what that human being wants to think about things. There's nothing ultimate, finally, about anything, but if there is truth, it's a personal truth. Well, you see, that fits very nicely into paganism. And so sets up, I believe, sets up the present time for an embrace of a religion of paganism, which is the worship of the God within.
Well, that's postmodernism. Describe then, if you would, for us, then, Gnosticism was the second one on the list.
Yeah.
How does that describe that to us first, if you would, please, with a working definition? And then we'll talk about how that relates to postmodernism that you just described.
Right, right. Gnosticism was discovered by many Christians as the original Christian heresy. And that expression of Gnosticism comes from the term gnosis, which means knowledge. But it's not the kind of knowledge you get from studying in books, studying history and mathematics and so on. It's a knowledge that you find by going within. And the knowledge that you find by going within is the discovery that you are indeed divine. So Gnosticism, while it had all the outward furniture and clothing of Christianity, at its heart was a fundamental worship of the self, worship of nature as divine. So Gnosticism took over the fundamental view of ancient paganism and tried to make it sound Christian. Now, some people will be confused by what I say, because apparently Gnosticism was a sort of a dualism where it rejected physical things and only believed in the spirit. So it was called a dualism of body and spirit. But beyond that dualism, actually, is the belief in what I'm now calling oneism. That is, that finally everything is one because the God of the spirit is found in within the human being, who then is divine. So Gnosticism rejects the Christian notion that, that there was such a thing as the divine creator. And indeed, Gnosticism casts Yahweh into hell as the evil creator and reaches for the sort of spirituality that ancient paganism talked about being found in the God within. So it is a complicated form of ancient paganism. It was called, described often as a form of the ancient pagan mystery religions that were present in ancient Rome at the time of Paul, for instance, the worship of the goddess Isis or nature. So it was really an embrace of paganism in a particular form.
The final term that we need to know before we can move on is polytheism. Describe that, if you would, please.
Well, of course, polytheism is the most classic form of paganism, and most people will understand that system. I do think that it is nevertheless comparable to Gnosticism in its fundamental commitment to the belief in many, many gods. And the reason why it believes in many, many gods is that it believes that we are within ourselves related to all these different gods. And so it really finally has us meeting these gods within ourselves. And so paganism can sound like it's worshiping gods who are outside of us, but of course in Hinduism they talk about 250 million gods. So really what they're talking about is an understanding of God who is everywhere. In other words, a sort of pantheism. And so what happened in a present time, to come back to postmodernism, when secular humanism was rejected, people faced the question, what do we do? Where do we go? Do we go for atheism? Or do we go for theism? Or pantheism? Those are the only three possible choices. Atheism, of course, is the secular humanism. Theism is the belief of Christians in God the Creator. And pantheism, of course, is the spirituality that believes that everything is God. And, of course, that's the essence of paganism throughout time and space.
Now, let's talk about how all three of those things are then connected in this term, oneism. What do you mean by oneism exactly? And how do we see these connected and displayed in our modern society today through maybe the new spirituality?
Yeah. Well, I see them connected, as I've sort of indicated, in the sense that postmodernism deconstructed any notion of overview of things, that you find truth within the human being. Not really absolute truth, but if there is any truth, it's within the human being. And that sets up the rediscovery then of paganism in its forms of Gnosticism or polytheism as going within to find God within. So I see the connection as interesting from a historical point of view, that postmodernism sets up the terrain where the ancient pagan systems can come in to the modern world and find a fertile ground in which to develop. And I do think that that's what we're seeing today, and that's what caused me to write this little booklet, because I wanted to show that finally all these different new spiritualities are held together by affirming what you mentioned, the term I use, a view of the world that I call oneism. In Now, what is oneism? Oneism is that all is united to everything else because everything has the same nature. Everything actually is divine, whatever meaning you put on the term divine. Everything is divine. There is no divine outside, if you like. And thus, the big call for unity and all is one, we've heard that many times, is actually the attempt to foist on the modern world this ancient vision of the world being one, and being one in the sense that it is essentially divine. You have thousands of gods, and you have human beings as divine, and everything then comes under that same rubric. Nature is divine. So, this is the present situation in which we now find ourselves. And I took the term oneism, actually, I didn't make it, well, I made up that simple term, but not the idea. The idea comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 25, where Paul lays out what I think is the most incredibly powerful, insightful statement about human nature, indeed about reality as a whole. And you remember what he says, They exchanged the truth of God for the lie. There he is comparing two things, two ways of thinking. One is the truth and one is the lie. What are they? They worshipped and served the creation. That's the lie. Or they worship and serve the Creator who is blessed forever. That's the truth.
Mm.
Now, what Paul is really saying there is that there are only two ways to be a human being in this world. You either worship nature, creation, or you worship God, the Creator. And as you look at all these different systems, they all worship some form of nature as divine. Margot Adler, of course, is classic because witchcraft is a very classic form of paganism. It's out there. You don't have to define it. It clearly says what it is. You don't have to, that is to say, you don't have to decode it. It's very clear. But there are other systems that don't make such clear statements, but actually really do the same thing. Like, for instance, deep ecology today. It's all involved in the environment and so on.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to burrow down inside it, the same worship of nature is to be found. So what is amazing, Evan, in our time, and that's why I wanted to write the book and give it the title, The Pagan Heart of Modern Culture, is to see how many of these various movements are coming together to affirm a oneist view of existence.
Mm.
But what that means, even though we are being told that we need to get on the right side of history, and because history is moving forward, actually, history, the kind of history we're talking about, is going backwards. I follow a writer by the name of Thomas Berry, who was a Roman Catholic theologian who apostatized from any form of Christianity and became what he calls a geologian. And he wrote many books, and one was entitled The Great Work. And he was a powerful influence in the United Nations, and many people believe what he says. But, you know, he says that the coming spirituality will begin to look like shamanic times. The shaman is the sort of high priest of paganism, the channeler. And this is the model that is now being presented for leaders in our world today. And he says the contemporary calling is to carry, I'm just citing him here, is to carry on the great work of the first peoples, that is the animistic peoples in America, who established an intimate rapport with the powers that brought this continent of America into existence long before Christianity got there. So of everything, many of our leaders, whether they admit it or not, or whether they keep it under wraps, are turning backwards to the spirituality of ancient paganism.
Hmm. Well, I think your book, and let me remind our listening audience that the book is published by PNR. You can go out to their website at www.prpbooks in order to get a copy of this. It's only about 48 pages long. It's not a really long book. It's a short read, but a deep read, because all of the terms that are used here, when you understand these terms, I should say to the listening audience, when you understand these terms, you start immediately, in my mind, I think of how these are being developed in our society today, and even more concerning, sometimes even embraced at some level by elements in the church today, maybe unwittingly by them, that they seem to be almost embracing these things and promoting these types of concepts, not realizing that they're actually adding to or adhering to these false theologies and teachings. In the book, the final segment of it speaks about the Christian response. It's a clear understanding of what this spiritual oneism is, and then a clear affirmation of the glorious superiority of the world of two-ism, which is the teaching of the Scripture itself, a separate creator from his creation, and the atoning blood work of the Lord Jesus Christ as the mediator between God and men. Dr. Jones, thank you very much for writing this book. Thank you so much for spending some time explaining it to us today on the program. We really appreciate your work.
Okay, and you might tell your friends to go on our website, truthexchange.com.
Well, there you have it, thetruthexchange.com. We'll see you next time here on Knowing the Truth.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth. To keep this ministry strong and coming your way, you can make a financial gift at knowingthetruth.org by clicking on the donate button. You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.